I know that's not a popular opinion. That's my two cents on the issue.
I don't like it here, Morty. I can't abide bureaucracy. I don't like being told where to go and what to do. I consider it a violation.
Pretty concise, Morty. Looks like we've merely prolonged the inevitable.
Looks like Goldenfold has some predilections so shameful he buries them in the dreams of the people in his dreams, including a pervy attraction to your underage sister.
You can't, like, endow a creature with sentience and then rip it away.
That's an intense line of questioning.
This should really help put a dent in the overhead.
Mind the gap.
I guess I'm still confused about the precise nature and origin of your relationship with my parents. Are you like their caretaker?
Obviously I'm biased, but I think it's great, Morty.
The body is beginning to constrict and fill with gas. There's an emergency station in the colon with a ray that can enlarge us all.
The sphincter dam. We built it when Reuben became incontinent, but it was not designed to hold a corpse load.
To decimate the population.
You pompous, negligent.
Well, the eyes aren't twinkling and the dimples aren't merry.
Blood and chunks of viscera are raining down on the country.
Mr. Meeseeks, I would like to take two strokes off my golf game.
Ooh, yeah! Can do!
Nailed it.
Remember to square your shoulders, Jerry.
Look, I've got a marriage to keep together. At this point, my golf swing is more your problem than mine.
Why did you even rope me into this?
Because he roped me into this.
Well, the him over there, he roped me into this.
Well, follow through. I'll do whatever you tell me to do, okay?
We're well past that, Jerry.
Buckle up!
Excuse me. I'm a bit of a stickler, Meeseeks.
I think a blind man could see that Beth is looking for the door. I barely have a reason to care, and even I notice.
Come on, Rick, don't talk about my parents like that.
Listen, Morty, I hate to break it to you, but what people call love is just a chemical reaction that compels animals to breed. It hits hard, Morty, then it slowly fades, leaving you stranded in a failing marriage. I did it. Your parents are gonna do it. Break the cycle, Morty. Rise above. You're growing into a real big thorn straight up into my ass.
So gross. You're talking about my mom.
Well, she's my daughter, Summer. I outrank you. This must be the best day of your life. You get to be the mayor of I Told You Town.
Well, I'm intervening.
Intervening with puberty? You'll turn him into Ralph Fiennes and Red Dragon.
I find you guilty of having bad bangs. For the crimes of treason against womankind and for creating the sound of which we do not speak because it does not exist.
I'm haunted by uncontrollable thoughts of mutilation and sexual assault on a near daily basis. But you know, I channel it all into my work.
Well, if it's any consolation, Summer, none of it mattered and the entire show was stupid.
Glenn, this is a court order. It says you can't eat shit anymore.
All right, Jerry, when you're right, you're right. Now I'm hooked.
Do something with turquoise.
Morty, I'm not disparaging the differently abled. I'm stating the fact that if I had used this microscope, it would have made me mentally retarded. Okay. Besides, your home is most likely swarming with Ricks by now.
I'm the worst Rick of them all.
According to who?
Well, we're past the point of no return. I'm going to have a party.
That last guy droned on for 20 minutes, you know?
You brought me into this world, a suffering abomination, tortured by the duality of its being.
Can you sneak your mom's vodka? Listen, you can't both be in denial about it.
Well, at least he didn't die in vain. He got these crystals.
Oh my God, is that mildew?
It's not my fault we froze time on a humid day.
There's no time to hold me accountable, Morty. Like, literally no time. Look around. Uncertainty is inherently unsustainable. Eventually, everything either is or isn't. Spit it out!
Man, this will turn your ass into a third trimester fetus from 30 yards!
They take their balls and they dip them in cocaine and wipe them all over each other.
Your Geldon converter is pretty dinged up.
Oh, yeah! Distress beacon!
Hello, Rick. Long time no see.
Aren't these people gonna barf into our mouths and absorb us?
You're guests here on my planet. You're free to be yourselves. I've never been any good at disappointing Rick.
Well, now I'm going to barf.
Stop shifting the crosshairs to my ironic urban patois just because your relationship with your father, my hidden subterranean lair, he's probably harvesting this creature's organs.
Back in a flash. Just got saved by the bell, bitch! But life is made of little concessions. These telepathic little bastards, they embed themselves in memories, and then they use those to multiply and spread out and take over planets. I always could count on you. The Cromulon feed on the talent and showmanship of less evolved life forms.
Sanchez, are you a musician?
I dabble, Mr. President.
Morty.
Bird person?
You appear to be dying. I will make efforts to prevent this, but can promise nothing.
Birdseed?
It is random debris. I found it in my carpet.
Head bent over. Raised up posterior.
There's pros and cons to every alternate time. We're gonna have to go inside.
Go inside what?
The battery, Morty. Be right back, Summer. Stay put, don't touch any buttons, and ignore all random thoughts that feel spidery.
Wait!
Morty, remember 8 seconds ago when you said go inside what? And I said the battery, and then we showed up here and I wasn't like, whoa, this is unexpected. This is not what I was expecting, Morty. What a perplexing mystery this is. I put a spatially tessellated void inside a modified temporal field until a planet developed intelligent life. I then introduced that life to the wonders of electricity, which they now generate on a global scale. And you know, some of it goes to power my engine and charge my phone and stuff.
You!
What did you say to me?
You? You told me it means much obliged.
Do you not see the hypocrisy here?
Holy crap, you're right, Morty. Hypocrisy.
Law enforcement converging on location.
Holy shit, Morty! I haven't seen you in months. You're leading the tree people? Huh, that's a step up.
These people are backward savages! They eat every third baby because they think it makes fruit grow bigger! Everyone's gross and they all smell like piss all the time! I miss my family! I miss my laptop! I masturbated to an extra curvy piece of driftwood the other day!
I have brokered a peace agreement between the giant spiders and the government.
What do we do about the space car?
Leave it alone! I mean, what did it really do anyways? Kill a guy and paralyze his buddy? Not a bad trade for spider peace.
Class dismissed.
Oh dear God, no.
They're codependent!
Making the lyrics up right off the top of my head.
The value of his subservience is wasted on you.
I gotta expel you for this one, TR. I'm sorry.
Since your genitals can be molded into a functioning heart for the most important man in the universe.
You didn't explain the full gravity of the situation.
You've got some time to kill before the procedure, so I assume you'd like to use your penis one last time. I forgot to mention there are extensive medical records open on my desktop, and I trust you to confine your activities to the purely pornographic.
Absolutely.
But I've been to a few planets with the same gimmick.
We have to save her!
Morty, in space we have something we call the non-interference policy.
Are you ready to be nice to me?
In exchange for crackers?
Morty, if we're gonna survive tonight, you're gonna need to harness your repressed rage.
I don't have any!
Spoken like a person with repressed rage.
Seems a little insincere.
What? No!
So you have plenty of disposable income.
Oh God, Todd. Please don't.
I just need a few hundred dollars to get through the month. I have some interviews coming up.
I've had my fill. It's gratuitous at this point.
Sure.
What if we designate a period of time during which we can all get this hate, murder, and rage out of our system?
Weddings are basically funerals with cake.
Go home, sleep it off.
Strawberries on a cob!
Because Cobb Planet is off the table.
That's not the point, Dad. We love Rick. For the most part.